this interview. So could you please tell me what memory of Glenlola stands out most for you?
Okay, well, for me, there can be no contest in terms of the most striking memory, and it has to be what my Year 10 French class in 2018-2019 did for me. The class were aware of my great love for Manchester City football team, and in particular, their former ex-goalkeeper and the England ex-goalkeeper, Joe Hart. For weeks on end, the class, and this was at first unknown to me, bombarded him with constant messages on Instagram. And when they first told me about it, I never dreamt that we would get a reply. But eventually, a few of the girls came to tell me that he had sent them a video specially for me. This, I have to say, is one of the most treasured possessions because it clearly illustrates just how thoughtful they are, how kind they are. And that's the case for a large number of the girls in our school. And I have to say, I really appreciate their determination and, of course, especially the Joe Hart video clip.
Thank you. Okay. Do you have a memory that still makes you laugh today?
Yep, and this one is really more staff related than pupil related. Probably the funniest memory is just before I was about to go off on maternity leave with my first daughter. And to be honest, I really should have probably been away a few weeks earlier than that. I'd gone out to teach my Year 11 class, and to be honest, I'm not quite sure what I was doing, but one of the girls, who was clearly concerned about me, sneaked out of the room and went to get my friend Shona Beattie, who taught just next door to me. She came in and she persuaded me to leave the classroom and go and lie down in the staff room. And in the meantime, Hilary Rowan, who was one of our much-loved former history teachers, came into the staff room, and she came over to me just to see if I was okay. And I took a look at her and said, "Who are you?" And Hilary was absolutely disgusted. She never let me forget that I didn't know who she was. And she said afterwards that she was scared maybe that she would have to take on the role of a midwife that day. Thankfully, she was denied that little duty, but it was a very close call.
So how would you say teaching has changed during your time at Glenlola?
Okay. Sadly, I feel that teaching really has become less pupil focused, and it's more based on statistics and paperwork. I feel that we maybe don't get as much time to enjoy teaching the subjects that we truly love, and as a staff, we're always under pressure to get things done. But I have to say that this isn't necessarily the school's fault. That's not the school to blame. It is government driven, and it's part of modern school life, unfortunately. Okay.
And finally then, when you think of Glenlola Collegiate, what would come to mind?
First and foremost, I think of the great friends that I have made throughout the school, but particularly in the languages department. I've especially missed Alana, Emily, Shona, and of course, famous Israel over the most recent years. But I'm also grateful for the fantastic department that we have at the minute, and in particular, Joanne Atchison, who's just next door to me, and I just call her my wee Spanish buddy. She's been great to work with. When I eventually retire, I hope that I'll be able to keep in touch not only with the ones that I'm in touch with still, but also with the teachers who are still working in Glenlola today.
That's lovely, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I've covered that quite well.
That's brilliant. Kay. Thank you.
Okay.